Good morning. I'm Alan Lytle, WUKY News. Kentucky Secretary of State Allison Lundergan Grimes ended months of speculation this week when she announced her intention to seek the Democratic nomination for the U.S. Senate seat currently held by Republican Mitch McConnell. For some analysis on the race, which won't even take place until 2014, we turn today to our political blogger, Ken Kurtz. Good day to you, sir.
And happy holiday weekend to you, sir.
All right, so how do you see this thing playing out as we move forward?
Well, first, the point needs to be made that neither Senator McConnell nor Secretary Grimes are anointed. They have primaries to face. And while they're obviously the odds-on favorite, the Tea Party keeps rumbling that it's going to put somebody up against Senator McConnell, which might make him spend some of his vast war chest. Other people have previously announced in the Democratic Party, and while they're not well known, who knows? It's 2014, as you pointed out, Alan. It's a long way between now and the primary, and they've got to, the incumbent and the main challenger, have got to win the primary first before they can go on to the fall. And who knows what missteps, if any, might happen between them. Now, so many people want Senator McConnell out, it is said. He's vulnerable, although there's precious little direct evidence of that. It comes mainly from polling, and you know my feeling about polling. I don't put much faith in it, and particularly this far ahead of time. The one poll that said that Grimes and Mitch were neck and neck cannot be believed. It just can't be believed. You can't take a six-term incumbent senator, well-known, against a young lawyer from Lexington who has run one statewide race and assume that they're that even this far ahead of time. Lots can happen between now and the primary, let alone the general.
All right, we'll pass through the primary. Let's assume, and I know it's dangerous to do that, but let's assume that McConnell prevails in his primary. Grimes gets the Democratic nomination. Now, what does, as you mentioned, the young lawyer from Lexington, what does she need to do to take down, for want of a better word, a political icon in the U.S. Senate?
Well, she can't make very many missteps because that seasoned senior campaigner known as Mitch McConnell will jump on them right away. She's got to have a lot better strategy than the attorney general had in his race against Senator Paul, because it was his missteps that lost him the race, in my opinion. She's got to become better known. One of the reasons I don't trust the polls this far ahead of time is I don't think she has name recognition. She's run one statewide race a year and a half ago. The senator's run half a dozen or more for various positions. She's got to become well known. She has got also to overcome the anti-Obama feeling in this state, where he took 40% of the vote the last time and is not that popular. She has got to fight the idea that Obama is conducting a war on coal. I don't happen to think that's true. And I think the coal industry has largely let itself in for that if it is. I think she's got to hit on the theme that somebody else, one of those super PACs, has been running in their ads. The little quote from Senator McConnell, "I've been on the federal payroll for 30 years. I think she has got to hit that theme over and over again, because if there is any national feeling against the insiders, against the political establishment in Washington, and in some areas there is, that may be her key to victory.
Do you expect this race to be as nasty as McConnell's 2008 contest against Bruce Lunsford?
Well, again, we're speculating, and it'd be a short interview if we didn't, and I don't mind making certain assumptions. Most of his races have been nasty on both sides. I mean, Conway ran the Aqua Buddha ad, and some of the people in the past that I've mercifully forgotten, Democratic challengers, have had some pretty nasty races. Short answer, yes, because he's minority leader and would love to become majority leader in the U.S. Senate. And I think there is some truth in the idea that after six terms, you build up a lot of enemies, you've made a lot of people angry, you do it every 6 years, and he's had 5 6-year terms to do it in. He's got to be very careful, and he's almost in a position that if he doesn't win this time, his shot to be majority leader may go out the window. So I expect all the stops will be pulled out on both sides.
All right, and Grimes' father, Jerry Lundergan, of course, is a prodigious fundraiser. Will he be able to keep up with Senator McConnell's already bulging war chest?
Well, if you add Bill Clinton into the mix, the answer is probably yes. I think the most interesting angle for reporters to watch in the next 18 months will be the role of Governor Beshear. He and Jerry Lundergan do not get along. But he's governor. He is titular head of the Democratic Party. He certainly, in his heart of hearts, political hearts, would like to see Senator McConnell fail. But will he actively support fundraising and vote-getting efforts for Mrs. Grimes? Will he be neutral? Will he work behind the scenes, maybe even against her because she is the daughter of Jerry Lundergan? To be determined. Tune in next month. To me, that is the most interesting thing of all. He could sabotage fundraising efforts. Don't think he will. Don't think it'll be obvious if he does. But given that the two national parties have so much to stake in this state's election, it doesn't take much crystal ball gazing to say this, we're probably going to see the most expensive Senate race in Kentucky history.
Our time is up today. Hall of Fame journalist Ken Kurtz, of course, our WUKY blog. You can read it every week. I'm just saying, we thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Alan.